Headline: Colorado bill requires re-education for parents who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. Are you ready for re-education camps in the United States? Colorado has introduced a bill that would re-educate parents who refuse to vaccinate their child with the coronavirus vaccine. The bill forces all doctors and medical staff to give vaccinations with no exemptions, even if they are in a situation where they believe it would not be in the child's best interest. The bill's current version, however, does not list any sanctions or punishments for medical staff that refuse. The bill just passed through a committee in Colorado, 20-14. To reduce available exemption on vaccinations for school-age children, making vaccines mandatory. They should be called maxines. Mandatory vaccines. I just created a new word, maxines. The bill offers online education modules for parents who want a different vaccination schedule than what a state demands. Submitting a certificate of completion from the re-education classes is one way to receive the state-sanctioned vaccine exemption. The fuck is this? This is what happens when you make weed legal in a state. People start smoking and their brain rots away. What is going on? So we've created a new word. Thomas Paine podcast, Paine in the Morning. His microphone is... Hold on. Try that now. Maybe that's better. So mandatory vaccines or maxines in Colorado. The bill's in the House. Not besmirching folks who may partake in the libations of marijuana. But when you start seeing stuff like this, I think they're lacing that marijuana with other stuff out there. It's really not fucking funny at all, really, if you think about it. It's... Bill requires re-education for parents who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. Next thing you know, if you don't let your kids get a shot of battery acid, of course, it'll always be more than one. It'll always be more than one shot. It'll be like three or four shots. You got to take your kid in. Bill Gates battery acid. That's poisoned kids all over the world. Poland, India. Fucking crippled kids, these dopes. You can see people losing their driver's licenses and professional licenses. You didn't sign up for the vaccine, man. Yeah, man. Hey, man, didn't you sign up? You didn't sign up for the vaccine, man. You can't get paid, man. Yeah, man. Sorry, dude. Yeah, it's a bummer, man. Thomas Paine, Paine in the Morning podcast, Monday, 6/15/2020. Shout out to everybody out there, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. That's the way to benefit us the best, and we appreciate the support. If you haven't already logged on to see what the all the extras you get on there in the video podcast of this broadcast. And as I said before, watch a man come unglued right before your man unglued. It's better than any of that crap that's on Netflix. So there you have it. The re-education. Hey, man, did you get re-educated, man? It's always nice to have people who flunked out of school making policy and laws for you now, isn't it? Isn't it incredible? The stoners, the dopes are now in charge of figuring out your life. Headline, Seattle police chief, quote, or colon, cops not able to respond to rapes, robberies due to autonomous zone. This is going to be like the autonomous zone dope broadcast. It's completely ridiculous that this thing is still going on. The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ, is still going on in Seattle, and these guys haven't had their heads cracked open yet. What is going on in Seattle? I don't know. I don't know if it makes the president look bad or good. Maybe he's a mad genius by letting it fester. We want to see a bunch of lunatics running an asylum. Tune in on these dopes. Well, we got some music here. Got some Buffalo Soldiers out here in Seattle. The problem is they have the same brain capacity as a buffalo. Police have been unable to respond to rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent acts occurring in Seattle's East Precinct, which authorities abandoned on Monday, leaving the area in the hands of activists who set up their own police-free Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, better known as CHAZ. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best. Where the fuck is Carmen Best? Forget about Carmen San Diego. Where's Carmen Best? The police chief is now working on a plan to reopen the precinct, telling reporters calls for service have more than tripled. Yeah, because there's no police there and there's criminals running the city, Carmen, you fucking dummy. These are responses to emergency calls, rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent acts that have been occurring in the area that we're not able to get to, she said. Carmen. I tell you, these women are setting... professional women. These dopes in the news are setting women back generations. It's unfortunate because there's some really competent women, obviously, more than competent, fantastic women, especially in America, all over the world, but in America, okay? But these women that are in the news lately, whew, yikes. Emergency response times in the area have tripled, she noted. Going from just over 5 minutes to 18 minutes. Carmen, in a Thursday video address to East Precinct officers, Chief Carmen San Diego is in a, she's in like a bunker, a hidden bunker. In a video address to East Precinct officers, the same officers who ran away from their precinct like a bunch of fucking sissies, emphasized it was not her decision to abandon the precinct. Rather, it was the city that relinquished to severe public pressure. Yeah, the inmates are running the asylum, resulting in protesters, including Antifa members and self-described anarchists, setting up a six-block perimeter. CHAZ around the area and deeming it a police-free autonomous zone. Hey, where's Bill Barr at? I thought he was supposed to label these guys a Antifa, a terror organization. It's kind of hard to do that when the FBI is infiltrated and controls a lot of these quote-unquote terror organizations. Not so easy just to not so easy just to label them because the president tweeted about it. Wouldn't that make the FBI complicit in terror operations? President Trump, be careful what you ask for. I mean, I would say that the FBI is already a terror organization, but that's just me. Chief Best also highlighted reports of armed individuals patrolling certain areas of Chaz and said they have heard that those individuals may be demanding payment from business owners in exchange for the protection, although she noted at a later press conference the department had not received any formal reports. However, she also said in the video they have heard that individuals in the zone may be demanding to see identification from those who live in the area. This woman should be fucking fired. And the mayor should be tossed. And the governor out there in Washington State, Inslee, is another dope. Oh, God, glad. I feel bad for the folks who listen and read True Pundit out there in Washington. There's some good folks that are likewise held hostage by this massive degree of stupidity. It truly is unbelievable. This is going to be like a general theme tonight. Stupid people in government. And, you know, it's amazing if these people out there had red Trump hats on or something, there would be the FBI would be in there cracking heads and the state police. But it's dirty hippies and anarchists and people who, whether they realize it or not, they will never be successful people with the mentality that they have. Gimme, 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 I want, gimme, gimme for free, for free, for free. So you can play, have your little treehouse out there for a couple weeks. And if you think this is going somewhere, you're quite mistaken. And you're not going anywhere either. Maybe to jail. But as far as going somewhere in life, people are fucking perennial losers. Freedom fighters, give me a break. You already have freedom, dummies. You get paid for doing nothing. What else do you want? What else do you fucking want? I don't think people say that enough. Not enough quote-unquote pundits say that enough. These people are fucking losers. Don't lose sight of that. And they're being celebrated. What does that say about your country when the country starts to celebrate losers and mediocrity on a regular basis? Prop up these feckless, useless gutter snipes in society. What does that say about your government? And what does it say about the media? We know. I mean, the media. How much lower can the media go? It's a good question. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Protesters in Asheville, Portland, Nashville, and Chicago try to create an autonomous zone, and the police aren't having any of it. Everybody wants their own crazy autonomous zone. Here's an autonomous zone for you guys. Go out and get a job. In an effort to replicate the Seattle autonomous zone in cities nationwide, protesters took to the streets of Asheville, North Carolina, Portland, Oregon, Nashville, Tennessee, Chicago, Illinois over the weekend. Maybe Chicago should work on a murder-free zone before the autonomous zone. I think that might serve the city better. In Nashville, the effort was over before it began. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee issued a warning hours before protesters were planning to take over an area outside the Capitol. Local news in Nashville reported Saturday, Nashville autonomous zone will not be tolerated, Lee said in a statement, citing that camping on state property is prohibited by law and it will be enforced. In Asheville, North Carolina, members of law enforcement were on hand as demonstrators built their temporary lodgings on Livingston Street in the center of the city and dismantled the autonomous zone just hours after protesters declared themselves immune from the laws of the United States. Yes. Protesters were shocked that, unlike in Seattle, the Asheville city government was unwilling to tolerate their continued presence. And don't pull that shit down here, boy. This ain't Seattle. Now giddy up. Get on out of here. Takes the back end of a boogie whip. Update on Asheville Autonomous Zone. Every cop in Asheville showed up, proving they have nothing better to do on Friday night. This is from some dope, I guess on Twitter. Proving they had nothing better to do on a Friday night, tore down a barricade. As of 11 p.m., less than 100 demonstrators remaining. Need more people in support. Many will be back tomorrow. This is only the beginning. One would-be Autonomous Zone citizen wrote on Twitter.
Please come back tomorrow. Please tell your mom to pack you a sandwich for tomorrow. We'll be back. There'll be more people here tomorrow, so bring us juice box and some sandwiches. Maybe some orange slices or something. It's supposed to be kind of hot down here. See if you guys can bring some stuff down, okay? And maybe ask your mom if they have any sunscreen. Yeah, we don't want anybody to get a burn.
Portland protesters received the same treatment. Cops dismantled the autonomous zone almost as quickly as it was erected. Is this, let me check on something real quick. That's surprising in Portland. You would think with the police and the mayor there that they would allow it, but I guess, you know, they already have enough dirty hippies running around Portland, so. I mean, how many dirty hippies can, what's the limit on dirty hippies by city ordinance? Portland protesters attempting to establish an autonomous zone similar to the one in Seattle abandoned it shortly after erecting it, the Washington Examiner wrote. Footage from Wednesday night shows hundreds of rioters in the city erecting a makeshift fence to cordon off an area. After a clash with law enforcement, though, protesters gave up. By early Thursday morning, protesters had dispersed, according to police. All these dirty hippies were last seen on a Greyhound to Seattle. Chicago's tiny autonomous zone is hanging on, but probably not for long. Maybe they could change Chicago's autonomous zone into a triage for the people that get gunned down in the street. Anybody watching? Black lives don't matter in Chicago. Because people get gunned down every weekend and no one seems to give a shit. That's not a good story in the media, though. Black on black crime is not a good media narrative. Doesn't hit all the tenets the media likes to manipulate and trick people with. Too many facts. Too many unfortunate, uncomfortable facts. Black on black crime to sell that and to have people tune into that. Chicago's tiny autonomous zone is in bad shape. The occupation is of a single building on the University of Chicago's campus, University of Chicago, which basically should be the equivalent of Fidel Castro's former residence in Cuba. The headquarters of the University of Chicago's campus police department, and it's quickly running out of resources after law enforcement officials who are still in charge of their own offices refuse to allow the interlopers to use their bathrooms or have outside food delivered. There's some committed guys. Some committed autonomous zone soldiers.
Man, we can't get DoorDash here. This is bullshit. I quit. I'm going back home. At least Mom has macaroni and cheese. This is bullshit. I was told there would be snacks. I mean, there's not even... there's not even Rice Krispie treats in this bitch. We're out of here.
To be clear, the graduate students are occupying the police department's building. They are not outside and did not come prepared for a long-term engagement. forced to tangle with cops who weren't willing to allow the protesters to use their facilities. They resorted to defecating in a designated location within the building. Are you down with the revolution? You have to go to the bathroom, take a crap in this Home Depot bucket.
Oh, man, this is not what the flyer said, man. They said there'd be snacks and there'd be all kind of air conditioning. This is bullshit, man. I'm going to Seattle. They got a lot of stuff going on there. It's a summer of love in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. You gotta love it when your head gets cracked open eventually. Love that. Whoa! New headline. Watch. Anti-Trump Seattle mayor compares Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone to a block party. See, this is why all these failed rebellion types should head out to Seattle. It's a party. There's a party going on right here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Well, we got music for this, right? The Dirty Hippie Party in Seattle. Seattle mayor compares the chaos in Seattle to a block party. Where do they get these dopes? Dopes are us. Democratic National Convention. Dopes are us. Celebrate criminals. Come on. I realize how screwed up our country is. It's insane. Going on right here. Dirty hippies. On Thursday, during a joint press conference with Seattle Chief of Police Carmen San Diego Best and Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan, Durkan compared the takeover by protesters of a six-block area they named the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone to a block party. Woo! Party! It's time to come together. What's your pleasure? Communism, everyone. Come on! Woo-hoo! This is also a big wedding song at the Dirty Hippie. Street weddings they have. You could get married by a dumpster by a homeless guy who's also a reverend. Despite reports that some of the protesters were armed and extorting residents of the area, Mayor Durkan stated, "We've had blocks of Seattle and Capitol Hill shut down every summer for everything from block party to pride. This is really not that much of an operational challenge." So this is a street fair of naked defecating hippies and dirty communists. Oh, it's a communist street fair. Oh, yeah, we didn't know. Who knew? Mayor Durkan also took a shot at President Trump for threatening to get involved in the situation. Okay. These women are setting a really poor example for female politicians and women everywhere. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. Democrats especially. Not that they... What's the new low for a Democrat? You don't see this level of fecklessness with women who are conservatives. They're very well balanced. They think things through. They wouldn't tolerate this kind of bullshit. You know, what really scares me is the kind of parents these women are. This Carmen San Diego and this dope out here and this Mayor Crazy Eyes, and the list goes on and on. Their kids must be real fucking winners. Oh, man. Wow. Make room in the federal and state penal systems for those kids. They're probably out in the street right now taking a crap. Asked what the plan was regarding the Capitol Hill area, Durkin answered, "It's been described by the president and others as what it is not. It's not armed Antifa militia, no-go zone. It's a number of people there. We've had ongoing communications with them, with the business, with the residents." Yeah, it's a real street party, dingbat. "And we will make sure we find some way for people to continue to protest peacefully while also getting ingress and egress." They shut the city down, you dummy. The fuck are you talking about? Jesus Christ, these people are cement heads. That's why when you try to argue with these people or debate them, it's literally like talking to a piece of drywall. And then by the end time it's over, you just want to put your head through it. It just doesn't make any sense. They don't make any sense. Ask about reports that people who had taken over the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone had arms and were extorting residents. Durkin answered, "And my understanding is there have been some occasions of some property damage, vandalism, and a fight, but there's not been any serious incidents that we've been documented." Yeah. People can't get into their houses and homes. And the people who work in the Capitol building are not allowed to get in the building without showing these street vagrants identification. Imagine setting this shit up in your city. You'd be bleeding from the temple in about 2 or 3 hours. You get cracked over the head with a bat by a cop. This is why this one I wanted to concentrate. This is on this today. This is a glimpse of what these people, what their vision, whatever fucking vision they have, is for America. Anything goes. No common sense. Nobody has to be. This is like, you know, if you had an eighth grade party, your parents went out of town. You had an eighth grade party and somebody brought like some older siblings wanted to like hang out too. And so they brought beer and you never drank before. This is what it's like. Total chaos. But when the parents get home, they'll be hell to pay. This is insane. It's insane. And these people, it's no problem out here. We're having a good time. Headline, Republic of Chaz, these dopes, Chaz, begins reparations. White participants are pressured to give blacks $10 each. What? We got to play some good music for you assholes out there. Not you folks listening, but these dopes. So where are you fucking guys? You guys are going to have a community, all right? You'll have your little community and cell block. Seattle's so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone has begun reparations as white members of the fledgling sovereignty were asked on Friday night to give at least one black person $10 before leaving the area. This is bullshit, man. Where's my fucking Rice Krispie treat? I gotta give $10 up? This is some... This was not in the website, man. This was not Craigslist, man. "I want you to find, by the time you leave this autonomous zone, I want you to give $10 to one African-American person from this autonomous zone. And if you find that's difficult, if you find it's hard for you to give $10 to people of color, to black people, especially... You have to think really critically about, in the future, are you going to actually give up power and land and capital when you have it?" It's a newsflash, motherfuckers. You're never going to have power capital on land unless you get a fucking job. So don't worry about $10 to anybody. White people, I see you. I see every one of you, and I remember your faces. You find that African-American person, and you give them $10. Cash up. Venmo. $10 in your pocket. That's my challenge to you. Do it. Who's the dope who was saying this? Ah, who cares? One communist, you one kind of communist, you've seen them all. I don't think this is the kind of ad Venmo was looking for, but I guess they'll take what they can get. So you got to give $10. For what? This is worse than Better Off Dead when the fucking paper boy was stalking the guy for $2. I want my $10 plus tip. $10. I want my $10. new headline. Seattle Autonomous Zone demands U.S. citizenship for all illegal aliens. All right. Let's get a little... some harder driving rock besides Johnny Cash. Nothing wrong with Cash, but let's take it up a notch here. A little township rebellion. Seattle, Washington's Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone is demanding that all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States be granted American citizenship using Seattle Police Department money and budget funding. Yeah, what about that, sucker? What about that, sucker? Officials for CHAZ also said illegal aliens must be called undocumented because no person is illegal. They've given a list of demands. Probably scrawled in crayon on the back of a takeout menu, I would imagine. Yeah, so you thought you could get with them, all right, and fill your mind. One, a socialized health and medicine for the city of Seattle. Two, free public housing because housing is a right, not a privilege. Public education, to decrease the average class size in city schools and increase teacher salary. General community development, including parks. Also on the list is a unicorn and a pot of fucking gold and a leprechaun. Despite the amnesty demand, CHAZ has specific borders around its perimeters. CHAZ's borders surround its 6th Street block radius, and at least one person has been deported from the autonomous zone without due process. Oh man, I hope that wasn't a person of color. This could be bad press for CHAZ. Doesn't CHAZ, to begin with, sound like a guy who gets his ass kicked every day at school? Chaz is just having a hard time in school this year again. I'm sorry. Have to schedule a parent-teacher meeting. Something. Chaz is just having a lot of problems. It's insane. These people are fucking crazy. I can't even. The good thing about the music on the show now is at least I can cope. When I'm reading stuff, I can cope a little bit. With the stories. Life, when you follow the news now and are brave enough to weather the news and read it and put on your chest waders and sift and sort and trek through it, it's pretty ridiculous. If your family has been here for a while, or they just recently arrived and became citizens legally, They will tell you tales of woe from previous places that they emigrated from. Real serious problems of strife, hardship, and for folks that have been in the United States for a while, their ancestors came over here or met with similar challenges, showing up in a brand new country and many times not knowing the language or having a lot of skill set. You had to pave your own way. And then you had kids and they did a little bit better, and they had kids and they did a little bit better, and they had kids and they did a little bit better. And here we are, four or five generations later. Those ancestors of yours, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, and so forth, are literally rolling over in their grave to see what's become of this country and what's tolerated. And the myth, the fantasy of law and order. So President Trump in the last few weeks has just tweeted, "Law and order," all in caps with exclamation points. And I'm thinking, yeah, we sure could use some. I don't know what he's saying with that. But the dope that he has in charge of the Justice Department is not about law and order at all. He's about covering up for his rich friends and his elite friends. You'll see it all play out that way. You'll see. Headline, poll, 79% of truck, but they literally are rolling over in the grave to see what sissified bullshit soy latte country we've become and the nonsense that we tolerate. And the lunatics literally are running the asylum, not only in these American streets like Seattle and Chicago and other places, but the Congress of the United States. Psychopaths, narcissists, sociopaths running the country. And then people were surprised to learn that the same type of folks were running the FBI and the Department of Justice. Why would it be any different? This is what our country has spiraled downward to. And we're all going to pay the price for it. We're paying the price for it now, of course. Locked in our homes on some kind of scam. Now there's a fake racial thing going on to take your mind off the fact that you've been ripped off, lied to, and manipulated by the government. So our ancestors are rolling over in their graves. And the founding fathers, wow. Sometimes I wonder if we're sitting here watching the funeral of our country, the funeral of the Constitution. That would make a lot of people happy in Washington, D.C. It's up to you. We're the last stand. People say, Trump is the last stand. No, you're the fucking last stand. Wise up. Poll, 79% of truckers won't deliver to cities with defunded police. That's good. What we got? Oh, I'm moving on. Truckers are moving on.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track, and your true loving daddy ain't coming back. He's a rolling on. You were flying too high for one of those guys on.
79% of truck drivers said they felt their safety would be at risk if they had to deliver to a city with a disbanded police department. According to CDI News, CDL News, a website for the commercial trucking industry, long-haul truck drivers have been on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic for the past year due to stay-at-home orders requiring most Americans to buy their goods online, and have had to deal with protests. Quote, I will not deliver to an area with a disbanded police department. My life matters, and I do this for my family. We are already at the mercy of these towns and cities with laws and hate against us for parking, getting a meal, or even using a restroom, one driver responded. Simple. We may not like it all the time, but law and laws and order is necessary, another driver said. Yeah, unless you live in Seattle. Or you happen to run the Department of Justice or FBI. Or your protected class, not like white conservative Christians. We're definitely not protected class like these other folks are. Then law and order matters. But if you're these other folks who are celebrated, scoff laws, there's two sets of laws. And the laws that apply to you don't apply to them. And until that ends, across the board, there will be no law and order in this country, and law and order is a joke. Anyway, it's a good way to kick off a Monday. Headline, can Trump critics Mattis, Powell, and others be prosecuted? Let's go back to Elvis. We'll go back to Elvis. Not moving on, but we'll go to... Suspicious Minds. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love. Yeah, I think the president's caught in a trap too. A White House with a bunch of vipers. Why can't you see? Oh, what you're doing to me? In recent weeks, President Trump has been publicly criticized by high-ranking retired military officers such as General James Mattis, Admiral William McRaven, General Colin Powell, Lieutenant General John Allen, and others. Do you guys understand how much money these fucking hobos make? On all their schemes? These guys have their hands in a whole lot of cookie jars. To get out of the military, it's like a gold rush. Oh, come join this company. Come join this company. Oh, we're starting this company. We need you. Yeah, you'll make this amount of money. And oh, we use your contacts in this part of the world to cash in. These guys are all full of shit. The days of the red, white, and blue are over for these people. These people worship the green, baby. They're worshiping the dead presidents. These public criticisms, however, are in violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And law experts say these officials could be recalled to active duty and prosecuted. Fucking prosecute these. You know what? Take a look at their bank accounts and see where all the money's coming from. That's what I would do. You want to run your mouth? Number one. Number two, like starting a coup is in violation of criminal code of the federal government. You can't like start a coup against the government. These dummies should know this. But more importantly, right? What's the coup if you profit from the guy you're trying to get removed? You profit wildly from his demise. Quid pro quo. Stuff should be looked at. Oh, who's going to look at it? Barr? He's friends with all these dummies. Retired officers can't make contemptuous remarks of the commander-in-chief, John Dowd, a former Marine Corps judge advocate and former Trump legal advisor, said they're all subject to recall. They're subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice until they die. Yeah, right. Two sets of laws in this country, folks. 10 U.S. Code 888. This isn't even dealing with 18 Code USC criminal. Any commissioned officer who uses contemptuous words against the president, the vice president, Congress, the secretary of defense, the secretary of a military department, the secretary of Homeland Security, or the governor or legislator of any state, commonwealth, or possession in which he is on duty or present shall be punished as a court-martial may direct. Put these bastards in fucking prison. And guys, a lot of these guys are involved in ventures that are counter to the national security of the United States. Okay? You heard it here first. I'm not going to name any names. It'll all come out. Or maybe it won't. Maybe they don't want it to come out. But President Trump in the White House, if you're watching, take a look at these people's money and their contacts. Not in like a subterfuge way. It's all public information. It's open source intelligence. Where they get their contracts from. Who they do business with. Who are those people who are benefiting. What foreign countries? Are these folks registered as foreign agents? Do your homework, folks. White House, do your homework. You'll find some pretty alarming shit about this whole cabal. As part of the UCMI, that's UCMJ, governing military law, you cannot use contemptuous words against certain officials, including the president. One active duty Army judge, advocate general, corps officer said that is a court-martial offense, and yes, you can be recalled to active duty to be court-martialed. Other mumblers. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. It works. I'll take a drink. Other members of the military community have called out these outspoken retired officers, questioning their motives. I told you what the motives are. The motives are personal greed. Army veteran Chad Longell said that the sudden rush to declare the commander-in-chief to be the greatest threat to our Constitution is nothing short of abhorrent, he told Just the News. While rioters loot and burn the country, while anarchists attempt to take over an American city, and while many are now calling for the abolition of entire police departments, these leaders think that the president's style is the greatest threat to the country? It's the greatest threat to their pocketbooks, these greedy fucks. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. I worked with these guys. You have no idea how much money they're making off of their contacts. And like I said, many times it runs counter to the national security of the United States. In 2015, Admiral William McRaven, one of the generals who was spoken out against Trump, declined to answer a question about whether Obama's rules of engagement endangered American lives. Yeah, look into McRaven, who was the point on the quote-unquote Osama bin Laden mission, where they supposedly killed this guy in Pakistan, and then no one ever saw the body, and he was dumped at sea. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Sure he was. Yeah, I got a bridge for you to buy, too, in Brooklyn. New headline. It's over, America. Tulsa police major says cops across the country are on the verge of quitting. Yeah. Well, what do you expect? Right? We're going way back here. This is Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams.
Yes, it's over. Call it a day.
A Tulsa, Oklahoma police major says he's extremely concerned that cops across America are on the verge of quitting amid global protests against law enforcement. Every department, every officer you talk to is looking to leave and retire, Major Travis Yates told Fox News. Said that on Tucker Carlson, adding that he's extremely concerned for the future of law enforcement. Yates told Carlson that he felt morale among law enforcement officers was really low following the 2014 shooting of Michael Brown by then Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Too much, too little, too late. You know what I mean? As everybody knows, President Obama's administration found no evidence of wrongdoing in Ferguson, even though the narrative is quite different, he said. We were making a resurgence in recent years, and this George Floyd's death in the aftermath has been devastating. This has been Ferguson times 1,000. Every department, every officer you talk to is looking to leave. Yates published a column last Friday on the website lawofficer.com titled America, We Are Leaving. I wouldn't wish this job on my worst enemy, wrote Yates. I would never send anyone I cared about into the hell that this profession has become. I used to talk cops out of leaving the job. Now I'm encouraging them to leave. It's over, America. You finally did it. You aren't going to have to abolish the police. We won't be around for it. Well, I mean, that's some disturbing rhetoric, but I mean, it does make sense, folks. You can't push people around. Right? What's that song? Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. Proud Mary. This is what happens when you push people around. And guys, bringing in new cops, meet the new cops. They're not the same as the old cops. Believe me. You want some experience out there. Jesus. Rookies. 20-something rookies? Yikes. Oh, man. Anyhow, we appreciate first pain here. Pain of the morning of the week. I appreciate all your support on patreon.com/truepundit with the video podcast and the subscribestar.com/truepundit. That's really the best way to benefit us now. And we'll be back for Tuesday, pain in the morning, and working on a good podcast for Wednesday. Might be a follow-up, have something to do with our previous podcast with John Moynihan and Larry Doyle. Might have some type of a follow-up regarding that because it was such a massive bombshell. And I might tie that into some interesting breaking news too. So we'll see how that plays out. That is developing. Till I see you folks tomorrow. Pain in the morning. Have a good day and God bless you. Take care.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep, worrying about the way things might have been.
A big wheel of keep on turning, proud Mary keep on burning.
Oh, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. I named a lot of plays down in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain on a New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city. Here lies your ride on a riverboat.
Big wheels keep on turning, proud Mary keep on burning.
So I'm rolling,
rolling, rolling, rolling on a river.
If you come down to the river, I bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, cause you have no money. People on the river are happy to give. I said, look.
Thank you.